Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now? Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Charlie Redfield finally made good his threat that he would sue Cedric for breach of promise for leaving daughter Winifred waiting at the church on her wedding day. The trial is scheduled to begin today, and as we look in on a little community, we find most of the townsfolk gathered in what is serving as the courtroom that was formerly Ira Hodgkin's livery stable. Right now, we can see Abner Peabody, counsel for the defense, approaching clerk of courts Milford Spears.
He's ready to start now. He's got his robe on and everything.
His bathrobe?
No, his Justice of the Peace robe.
Oh,
well, it's his lodge robe, that's what it is. But he uses that for this, you know, that long black one.
Oh, yeah.
So he wants you to go ahead and call the trial to order, whatever it is you do.
Yeah, all right. Quiet, everybody. Simmer down. Municipal Court of the Township of Pine Ridge, Arkansas, is now in session. Justice of the Peace, Lum Edwards, presiding. All rise, please.
I do, Miss Barton.
Hey, Chef Abner, the court's in session.
Oh, excuse me. Dog is looking old Lum there, walking in there, see? Looks like a king or something in that long robe, don't he?
Yeah, old Lum loves this. Look at him strut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wait a minute. I'll help you up, Lum.
I can get up by myself. Just stop laughing.
Oh.
Everybody, please be seated.
Good afternoon, everybody. Howdy, Miss Barton. Before I start the trial, there's a couple of public announcements I'd like to make. First, I'd like to thank Ira Hodgkins for letting us hold the trial in the livery stable. And second, I never knew Ira had a cow.
Yeah, just bought her the other day, yeah.
Well, I better close that door there. I want the cow to keep interrupting us.
I close it, but it keeps swinging open by itself all the time.
And second, I want to announce that when the court's in session, the Jot 'em Down store will be closed. But this won't work no hardships on nobody, because the court will just be in session over the noon hour.
Well, now, wait, Your Honor. I object to that.
Objection over reinstated. Sit down, Squire.
Well, Lum, this will drag the trial out for several days. Why, I couldn't even get started in an argument in that short of time.
I'm running this court, Squire. Besides, everybody's got jobs to do these days. They can't sit around here all day. Don't forget, there's a war going on. All right, we'll now proceed. Mr. Clerk, will you start impaneling the jury?
Grandpap, he's talking to you.
What'd you say, Lum?
Draw some names out of that hat so we can pick a jury. Abner will help you there.
Yeah, sure, I'll help. Here, you hold a hat and I'll draw out the names, Grandpap.
Attention, everybody. If you hear your name called, just come up here and take a seat in the jury box. All right, proceed.
The first one is, Mrs. Myrtle Barton.
That's it. Just come right on up here, Miss Barton.
Mrs. Elsie Pomeroy. Mrs. Ruth Smith. Mr. Snake Hogan. Howdy, Snake.
Abner, just read the names.
Mrs. Emma Bates. Mr. Ulysses S. Quincy. Mrs. Ione Abernathy. Mrs. Bessie Blevins. Mrs. Ed Clayton. How's Ed feeling now? Let's let it go. Mr. Otis M. Masters and Mrs. Charity Spears.
Will somebody sit next to Grandpa Masters, wake him up and tell him to come up to the jury box? Thank you very much. And will somebody close that door again? Yes, thank you. All right, Abner, one more name. You just got 11 so far.
Mr. Cedric Weehawk.
All right, that's fine. The jury box is all filled now.
Yeah.
Say, Sherry, did you get my socks darned before you come over here today?
Grandpap, hush up. You can't talk to your woman. She's on the jury now.
Oh, excuse me. I just figured I ought to have another pair of socks because I'm afraid my new shoes are a little too big for me.
New shoes? Dog, did you get some new shoes, Grandpa?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, got them yesterday.
Well,
yeah? Listen to me walk in them. Don't that sound good?
Oh, me, them sure do squeak nice, don't they?
Oh, my.
Yeah, them's dandy.
All right, Grandpa, sit down. The court's in session.
Oh, better sit down, Grandpa.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the case which is about to be tried in this court is as follows. For to wit. Winifred Redfield of Pine Ridge versus Ease again Cedric Wolfgang Wehunt for breaching the promise. Miss Winifred's lawsuing for the amount of $1,000 for the suffering that this has caused her, which is a little ridiculous.
I object to that, Your Honor.
Yeah, me too, Squire, but we got to give him a fair trial. Now then, members of the jury, I want you to look at the folks taking part in this trial and see if you know any of them. That's the plaintiff, Winifred Redfield, sitting there next to her attorney, Squire Kemp, and the defendant is Cedric Wheat. Wait a minute, where about Cedric at?
Here I am over here, Mr. Long.
For the land's sakes, he's on the jury, Long.
Cedric, get out of there. You ain't supposed to be on the jury.
Of course not.
Mr. Abner called my name.
Yeah, I did,
Long. I can't help that. Come over here and sit by Abner. He's your counsel for this trial.
Well, I believe I'd rather stay here, Mr. Long. This way I'll be sure of getting one vote.
Doggy, that's right. Let him stay there, Long.
I object to this, and I refuse to be overruled this time, Your Honor.
Well, you won't be, Squire. Come on, Cedric, get out of the jury box. It ain't legal for you to be there.
Well, all right, but I'd rather stay here. I can watch the trial, though.
Grandpap, go over and close that door again. Close it good this time.
Doggy, I'd love to get me a pair of them shoes.
Thanks, Your Honor. Well, we'll need another juror now. Draw another name out of that hat there.
Yeah. Well, Abner Peabody, good for me.
Well, wait a minute. Come back here, Abner. You can't be on the jury neither. Draw another name. You're a counsel for the defense.
Yeah, that's right.
Grandpap, hurry up and sit down. Them shoes of yours are driving me starker than mad crazy.
Mrs. Agnes MacMillan.
That's it, Ms. MacMillan. Come right on up. Take Cedric's place there. All right, now, members of the jury, you've all looked at the defendant and the plaintiff and their attorneys. Now then, are you acquainted with any of them? Yeah. All of them? Well, that's good. I know you'll all be non-unprejudiced then. That's all I wanted to ask you. Mr. Peabody.
Yeah?
As counsel for the defendant, do you want to challenge the jury?
My law, me no law. I don't believe there's one up there I could whip. Besides, I ain't mad at none of them.
I mean, do you want to excuse any of them?
Excuse them? What'd they do?
No. I mean, oh, just forget about it. On second thought, I don't believe you want to challenge nobody no way.
I know I wouldn't. No, sir.
Squire, as counsel for the plaintiff, how about you?
Why, no, I don't believe so, Your Honor. I'd say that we have as fine and upstanding a jury as we could possibly have. I can easily tell that they're all brilliant, broad-minded, intelligent people. All intelligent enough to see that Miss Redfield is entitled to win this case. Yes, we accept the jury as it is now constituted, Your Honor.
Well, good. Good for you, Squire. Mr. Clerk, will you swear in the jury?
Grandpap, that's you.
Yeah. Wait, Grandpap. You don't have to walk over there. You can just swear them in right where you're at now.
I do love to walk in these shoes, though. Raise your right hand. You swear before this court that you'll judge this case fair and impartially and solely upon the evidence presented to you during the trial, so help you.
Abner, you get the door this time.
Yeah, I'll get it.
All right, I reckon we're ready to start the proceedings now. Counsel for the plaintiff, do you want to make an opening speech to the jury?
Why, yes, I would like to, Your Honor. However, I'll make it brief and confine my remarks to outline what we intend to prove during the action of this trial.
Good.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury...
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot something. We'll have a short recess.
Now, wait now, Long. You can't call a recess right now.
I can't.
Why, of course not.
All right, then. Recess is over. Proceed.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury... As counsel for poor, broken-hearted, unfortunate, destitute Winifred Redfield, I intend... Lum, can't you shut that cow up? The jury can't hear me with that noise going on.
I'll take care of it, please, Parker. Grandpap, go over and shut that door again.
Yeah, all right.
Yes, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, as counsel for my poor, unfortunate client, Great Scott, Grandpap, stop making all that racket.
I ain't closed the door yet.
Well, just let it go. The cow stopped anyway. Just stay where you are now till I get through with my speech here.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
I think I better close it after all, sir.
By George Lom, you've got to do something about this. This is obstruction of justice. It's contempt of court.
Just
that's what it is.
I'll take care of it. Grandpap, close the door from the other side this time and stay in there with the cow. That'll keep both of you quiet. Yeah, that's better. And I want all the rest of you folks to keep quiet till Squire's done talking. All right, Squire, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, as counsel for the plaintiff, poor, broken-hearted Miss Redfield, I intend to prove during this...
Time's up. We got to get back to the store.
What's that, Lump?
Courts adjourned. Come on, Abner, let's go.